During the Cold War, an electrified barbed wire fence separated what was then communist Czechoslovakia from what was then West Germany. It kept the Czechs from crossing over into Bavaria. Well, nowadays it's the Czech Republic, and the electric fence is no longer there, no longer keeping people out of what is now a united Germany. But 2 decades after that stretch of the Iron Curtain came down, there is still a population of inhabitants of the Czech Republic's Šumava National Park that still can't seem to cross the border. It's the red deer. A Czech team of researchers released their findings last year, and Pavel Schuster, who headed that research team, joins us now. First, tell us about the population of red deer that your team studied.
Population of red deer in Šumava region, we have about 1,000 of animals in the region, and sometimes migrating from place to place and sometimes staying all the longer time on the same place.
But I gather what you found is one place they won't migrate is across the border where there used to be an electric fence.
Yes, they are somehow respecting the former line of iron fence which was there 20 years ago. And it's quite strange pattern because more logic barrier will be, of course, the border which is caused by mountain range. But it's strange that the iron fence is divided over the two populations, because the iron fence is approximately 2 to 8 kilometers inside Czech side.
So the actual, where the Iron Curtain was, isn't the exact border, you're saying, between the Czech Republic and Germany. It's actually a couple of kilometers within.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other side of the border, I gather there's also a Bavarian park, and there are red deer there. Do those deer cross over into the Czech Republic?
Yes, this is, I think, the most interesting point, that the red deer from Germany is crossing the natural barrier, the mountain range, and going up to the fence, and the Czech deer is more or less stopping on the line of the former iron fence.
I gather the deer only live typically about 15 years, so it's not that these animals typically remember that there is a fence there, is it?
No, they can't remember. Generally, the deer behavior is very conservative. They are very traditional in behavior. And from generation to generation, these traditions are transmitted by the way that the young animals are spending first year of the life with the mother. And the mother is teaching young animals the ways and the places to visit. So this is the way how the knowledge of the former iron fence is transmitted to new generation of animals.
How long do you think it'll be before the deer start crossing over the old Iron Curtain line freely from the Czech Republic into Germany?
I think that it may be another 30, 50 years.
30 or 50 years. That could be a dozen generations removed from where we are now, and it's already several generations removed from when the Iron Curtain stood.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I fear that changes are not going so quickly.
Well, Pavel Schuster, thank you very much for talking with us about the red deer in the Šumava National Park in the Czech Republic.
You are welcome. Bye.
Pavel Schuster of Global Change Research Center led the crew that studied the deer in the Šumava National Park in the Czech Republic, where they found that those deer still stay shy of the old Iron Curtain, even though the electrified fence has been gone for 20 years.